back in the day in 1973, the professor at Northern Michigan University, who was from the Czechoslovakia, not the Czech Republic, wanted to go back each summer, and he would try to enlist a few students that would go with him, and of course now I know, to offset his paying for the trip. So he took us in the very infancy of a study abroad to France, but we started out in Paris. Of course, Paris was always on my book because, like some of the other people, I studied French 4 years in high school. What I found since that time is that when you study French in high school and then you go use conversation, it doesn't normally work the same. But a glass of wine will make that French a lot easier. So my parents agreed to it at $189 they were spending to send me. We were leaving from the Sioux, and we were flying to Charles de Gaulle. Here lies in my very first passport. Here lies in the very first stamp in my passport, as in going to Paris. We spent a week in Paris, walked around. It was in the 70s, guys. We were wearing bell bottoms and all kinds of, you know, very cool things, but we have to be chic because we're in Paris and this is the place. So I wore, because you can see how tall I am, about a 3.5 wedge wood sandal. And I wore that all over Paris because, by golly, I was going to look good no matter what. The end of the week, I think my feet were bleeding, but didn't matter because I had plenty of Band-Aids to cover that up. We left from there, and we headed in a car because there was only 5 of us that could go. I mean, whose parent? You're going to college. That was the big enough thing. And, you know, if in my generation, my father wanted to know, why did I want to go to college? What are you going to do? You know, you're going to look for a husband or wanted to go to college? And I wanted to study political science, so we were doing that. So we spent the first night in Geneva, the cleanest city I've ever been. I'll never forget the comforter that you were actually laying in. It's just, you're like laying in a pillow. And we left Geneva, and we went through Italy. Don't remember much about Italy. We're going to skip that for the moment. And we ended up in Nice. And we spent the night in Nice, and then we went on down to the French Riviera, and we were in Cannes. And we were in Cannes for 3 weeks because his condo that he wanted to stay and visit was there. So he put us in the Madame's home, silence, s'il vous plaît, as she'd say every night as we were too loud. And we were in her boarding house. So we were on the second floor. She lived on the third floor. The shower was on the fourth floor, and it was actually it would equal to be $1, $1.50, but of course it was in French francs. So we decided that if we were really going to shower very often, we'd go over to the the French Riviera and stand in the showers by the beach, have our little shower. Of course, here we are, the crazy Americans, and people are looking at us with disgust because we are in Cannes. We are not, you know, just somewhere else. So roll it forward 30 years. My roommate and I from college got together and said, we haven't done anything in a while. What should we do? And I said, let's go back to France. Let's go back to Paris. And she said, okay, you make the arrangements. And I made the arrangements, called her up, asked for her credit card. And she said, doesn't that seem like quite a bit of money? I said, doesn't matter. You're a lawyer. You can afford it. We're going. So we got there on the plane. As we're getting on the plane, usually if you're in business class, you go to the front. And if you go to coach class, you go to the back. I, unbeknownst to her, booked us in business class. I figured a 30-year later trip, by golly, we ought to do it right. So we get in, sit down, and they start passing out the champagne. And the gal said, I need your glass. And she said, I'm not finished yet. She says, the better stuff's coming. Don't worry about it. So needless to say, they took her glass. She turns around and says to the flight attendant, do we have to take those people sitting back there in the back of the plane, where we always sit normally, but on this particular instance, we were up front. It really changed my life and how I was going to travel. It doesn't matter how you travel. You don't have to spend a lot of money to travel, but it's an experience nobody can take away from you, and it's a great thing to have. I say, when you're sitting on that rocker and you can't do anything else, you'll have something to reflect upon. Thank you very much.